I think sometimes we can get a little bit negative, all this, you know, all the bad things, and then there's a whole lot more good. And I think that it just says it all. Jesus was clearly very close to Mary, Martha and Lazarus, and he was devoted to them and was often in their company. We know that because he was close to these people, as it had not been long since Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, an act which had created quite a stir, not only among the locals, but also among the religious leaders. I wonder if this is why Mary poured such a lavish gift on Jesus, a gift of love poured out on Jesus' feet, wiping them with her hair. And of course, Judas, the treasurer, was not happy, arguing that the perfume would have been sold and the money given to the poor. But Jesus argues that the poor will always be with us and hints that this was a preparation for his own burial. Not long after raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus knew that the chief priests were plotting his death. So he went to the city near the wilderness. 6 days before the Passover, he returned to Bethany and was in the home of Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus, along with the disciples. Bethany is around 2 miles east of Jerusalem, and Jesus was on his way to the cross. He knew that in just a few short days, he would be facing his darkest hour. Jesus was welcome in their home. It was a place where his friends were, a place where he felt welcome, a place where he could rest. No doubt Jesus at times grew weary and looked forward to these times of serenity and peace. Here was a home in which Jesus was the honoured guest. How welcome is Jesus in my home? There are many homes today where Jesus would not be at all comfortable. Things that are watched on television, words that are used, attitudes that are displayed, things that are said, all would be offensive to him. There are many homes where Jesus would always feel like an outsider. Jesus was the welcome guest of honour in this house. He should be honoured in our homes as well. There are 3 different people mentioned in this story today: Martha, Lazarus and Mary. Each of these followers of Jesus had a different passion, a different disposition of heart in how they chose to honour Jesus. The first one mentioned is Martha. Martha served. Martha, cooking, serving, giving the best of her heart to God through the gift of hospitality. Martha has often been called the worried housekeeper. Since Jesus was the guest of honour in her home, she wanted everything to be just perfect, and she wanted to get everyone on board to make sure it was right. You see, for Martha, honouring Jesus meant serving him, doing that which she loved to do, doing that which she knew best, cooking and serving. She demonstrated her love to Jesus through this gift. Because that was her gift to Jesus, it was a valid expression of her love and devotion to Jesus. But it was not the only valid expression of love and devotion to Jesus. The next person mentioned is Lazarus. The scripture simply says that Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. There is a specific reason that scripture tells us that Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table. While Martha wanted to serve Jesus, Lazarus simply wanted to enjoy his presence. He wanted to fellowship with him, talk with him, ask him questions, and listen to him speak. He wanted to enjoy every minute he had with his master. There's nothing wrong with simply enjoying being in the presence of God. There are times and places where we are to be still and know that he is God. That was what Lazarus was doing. He was enjoying fellowship with Jesus. Then we find Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. Instead of serving Jesus food, instead of simply enjoying a conversation with him, Mary, moved with love for the Saviour, wanted to demonstrate her devotion in a more dramatic way. Martha and Lazarus both loved Jesus, and for them, their response to him was perfectly normal. But the scripture shows us that what Mary felt led to do went way beyond what others had done. She took a pound of nard, which was made from a plant which grows in India, and she anointed his feet with it and wiped his feet with her hair, and the perfume filled the house. That ointment was very valuable. In fact, it was worth about what an average worker would make in an entire year. She'd been keeping it for the day that he would be buried. She poured out with total abandon the most valuable possession she had. That's how much she loved Jesus. Jesus gave his life for us. What are we willing to give him? Have we given him the best we have? Not only did she give her best to Jesus, she was also willing to humble herself in order to honour him. To pour a precious ointment on someone's feet is one thing, but to wipe it with your hair is another. A woman's hair is her glory. She was laying her glory at his feet. She was giving up her pride without respect for what others thought, and she was worshipping him, honouring him in humility. Then Judas Iscariot, the one who would betray Jesus, accused Mary of wasting her precious ointment, ointment which he claimed could have been sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor. Of course, he was not concerned about the poor. But the point is that when you feel led to worship God from your heart, there will always be someone who won't understand. There will always be those around who will say, you're wasting your life, you're wasting your time, wasting your money, wasting the best you have to give. But you can't let them stop you. Worship, after all, is for an audience of one, and that one is Jesus. When you love Jesus like Mary did, what other people say doesn't matter. All that matters is that you demonstrate the love you have for Jesus from your heart. Mary doesn't care what others think. She doesn't care how public it is or how much it might humiliate her. She is there to worship Jesus, and she doesn't let anyone get in her way. Jesus corrects Judas, telling him that the poor would always be with them, but that they would not always have him. Jesus wasn't being insensitive to the poor. He was merely stating a fact of reality. The poor will always be with us. Knowing the hearts of men as he did, understanding the greed of humanity as he did, he knew that there would always be those who were poor. As Jesus was saying, that we should honour him or serve him whenever we have the opportunity. Mary would not always have the opportunity to anoint the Lord's feet with oil, and so she had to do it when the opportunity was at hand. Mary gave her best to Jesus. Her priority was Jesus. What is ours? Amen.